It's time for the Alcorn Archives on WEOL. It's brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Alcorn, as we look back at some of the games that Tim called at this time here at WEOL. So how far back are we traveling, Tim? What's the game tonight?
Bruce, we're going to go back 12 years to 2009, March of 2009, and there is nothing like district tournament basketball. I know Lorain High will be playing for a district championship tomorrow night against St. Ignatius. Well, of course, over at Midview, there were some classic Division I district tournaments. And this one in 2009 is very, very interesting. You know, it's always great when you get the powerhouse teams and they kind of roll through the tournament. Those are fun to watch. But it's also fun to watch when you have a real Cinderella story or a team that gets hot at the right time. Through the years, I used to say it's not always the best team that wins a district championship, but sometimes it turns out to be the club that just got hot right at tournament time, and that's what happened in 2009. So we're going to go back to the D1 district semifinal ball game between North Ridgeville and Olmsted Falls. North Ridgeville was the number 5 seed going into the D1 tournament. Old Falls was the number 6 seed going into the tournament. Boy, it was really interesting. As I mentioned, sometimes it's the hottest teams that come out. And just a quick capsule of the D1 tournament that year, Admiral King, the then Admiral King, had an unbelievable season under head coach Al Stacey, my buddy, Big Al. They had run the table during the regular season. They were unbeaten, and they were the number 1 seed. But then, unfortunately, they had a great senior guard in Chris Kimbrough, and he got hurt at the end of the regular season. So they lost Chris Kimbrough for the tournament, and the number 6 seed, Olmsted Falls, knocked them out early in the tournament, 80-77. So down went the 1 seed. 2, 3, and 4 seeds were to follow. So all of a sudden, you had these lower seeded teams that were going to be playing for a district championship, one of which was Amherst. Amherst was the number 9 seed. They got hot come tournament time, and so they made a nice little run. It was one of the most intriguing tournaments that really I've been around. And again, it was North Ridgeville who went in as the 5 seed, and they had a 16-win season. So it shows you just how good the D1 tournament was that year. So let's get to it. This is the district semifinal. Olmsted Falls under head coach Pat Donahue taking on North Ridgeville. O Falls coming off that win against the number 1 seed, Admiral King Admirals, at 80-77. North Ridgeville had a couple of wins under their belt. They had beaten Medina 59-41, and they had topped Westlake 46-42. So that sets up 5 versus 6 in the district semi, with the winner heading to the district championship ball game. And so here we go. For North Ridgeville, they were led by their 6'11 senior Drew McGee, just a great player. Went on to Miami of Ohio to play collegiately, and they were a big team. Drew was 6'11. They also had a young man by the name of Keen Cockburn, and Keen Cockburn was a big player as well, 6'5, and he got North Ridgeville off to a good start.
Rigsby in the backcourt, right back to Cockburn, double team, got it ahead to Rigsby, fires it down the floor to Zilikowski. Zilikowski at the three-point arc, applies the brakes to Cockburn, a three, a beauty! Dean Cockburn with the first 5 points of the ball game, and North Ridgeville out on top 5-0.
So yeah, it was Keen Cockburn that got the Rangers off to that good start. And then, as I mentioned, Drew McGee, the big guy in the middle, 6'11", and he would hammer one home to extend that Ranger advantage.
Cockburn left wing to Rogerson, down low to McGee, into the lane, stuffed it home with the right hand. Drew McGee with the slam to make it 7-0.
And the Rangers weren't done with their hot start. 6'2 senior Jacob Rigsby would also knock in a long ball.
Rogerson into the forecourt, out front to Cockburn. Cockburn run of the circle to the foul line. Back on the right wing to Rogers, up to Rigsby, a three, and he hit it. Jacob Rigsby hit the three from the right corner, and it's a 10-0 Ranger lead.
Olmsted Falls would answer with 4 points to make it a 10-4 ball game, but then a couple of baskets by North Ridgeville would get them going again, and again, it was McGee and Cockburn that did the damage.
10-4, North Ridgeville with a 6-point lead. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Keen Cockburn for the Rangers. In between the circles, matched up against Hawkins. Cockburn lost the dribble, got it back, looking for some help. Left wing to Rogerson. Rogerson lobbed down low to McGee. McGee into the lane, put it up and in. Drew McGee, couple of field goals for 4 points, and now Rogerson with a steal. Gave it to Cockburn, foul line shot, rolled around the rim and in. And just like that, it's back to a 10-point lead for the Rangers. Keen Cockburn off to a great start. He's got 7 first quarter points.
Yeah, Cockburn with that good start, and again, McGee helping out as well. But Olmsted Falls, and we've talked about this, Bruce, during a couple of these archive shows when we've had O Falls, a great coach in Pat Donahue. They're never just going to say, okay, let's move on to the next one. They're going to fight you all the way to the end. And indeed, in that first quarter, Pat would go to his bench. 5'8 senior Tony Lanza came in, and boy, he knocked in a long ball to make it a little bit closer.
Inbounds to Orlando Glenn, comes down the lane, missed the shot, rebound grabbed by the Bulldogs, though. Pass down low, intended for Glenn, knocked away, but grabbed by Kimmy in the left corner. Out front, Lanza. A three, a beauty! Oh, a high rainbow three from Tony Lanza. Nothing but net, and it makes it an 18-12 ball game.
And then another bench player for Olmsted Falls, 6'2 junior Orlando Glenn, would tighten the margin at the end of the first quarter of play.
In the backcourt, Kimmy with 8 on the clock. Kimmy to the forecourt. Kimmy at the top of the key. Clock at 3. Kimmy backs up, whips it down low, pass into Glenn, put it up, and in. Count the bucket. Orlando Glenn with the buzzer beater. And it gets the Bulldogs to within 4. 20-16, the Rangers up at the end of one.
So North Ridgeville had built that 10-point lead, but the Bulldogs battled back and get it down to 4 at the end of one. Rangers lead it 20-16. And then in that second quarter of play for North Ridgeville, only a sophomore, Colin Barth, would come up with a big shot for the Bulldogs.
Again, the top 4 seeds have all been knocked out here at Midview. It is a wide-open district. Atkinson, right wing to Kimmy. Kimmy outside the three-point arc, top of the key, Barth, a rainbow three, and he knocked it in. Colin Barth with 4 points in the ball game makes it 23-19.
Yeah, so the Bulldogs are hanging around, the sophomore with the big bucket right there. But again, North Ridgeville had that big guy in Drew McGee. And generally when there was a loose ball or a rebound to be had, McGee could get it and pop it home. And he did that right here.
Zilikowski brings it all the way out front and hands it off to Rigsby. Rigsby to the baseline, pulls up, shoots too strong. Rebound knocked out front. Zilikowski has it. Right wing McNamara. A three, it's too strong. Rebound deflects into the arms of Wade underneath to McGee. Banked it in. Now that ball was bouncing around like a pinball.
But McGee finally ends up with the bank shot, and so North Ridgeville, again, they had that big guy in Drew McGee, and he generally could get them a shot when they needed it. He could also play some defense, as McGee, about halfway through that second quarter, came up with a big defensive play for the Rangers.
4 minutes to go, first half. Kimmy threw it underneath the Battaglia, put it up, shot blocked by Drew McGee! Oh, what a block by the big fella!
Yeah, I guess I use those same words now for Jared Allen. But, yeah, Drew McGee with the big block right there. He was tough to shoot over. But a little bit later on in that second quarter of play, a very interesting sequence as Olmsted Falls gets a bucket and then another bucket. There's a technical foul called. And all of a sudden, the Bulldogs take the lead.
The Rangers have led this one from the start. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Right now, it's 29-21 Rangers. Lanza comes around Rogerson, a long three right there. Boy, Tony Lanza, dead eye. A three-point bomb makes it 29-24. The lead is down to 5. Up the right side comes Rigsby. Rigsby to the forecourt. Weaves his way right down the lane. The runner is short, though. Rebound corralled by Ian Sparks. Ahead to Lanza. Steps back. A three. He hit another one! Lanza hits another. He's got 9. And the Rangers call tie. That's their third timeout. 29-27. Actually, there is no timeout. I think Bill Nagel said, hey, I didn't want the timeout. 29-27, or did they tee him up?
I don't know. They're discussing things there.
There's some confusion on the floor right now. Bill Nagel may have gotten teed up. He did. That's what happened. Bill Nagel got teed up. So the head coach of the Rangers gets the technical foul. Kimmy at the free throw line. Hits the first of the two free throws. Scott now with eight. He hits the second to tie the game. What a sequence. Back-to-back threes by Lanza. Bill Nagel got the tee. And the Bulldogs have tied it, and they get the ball with 1:15 to go. Into the forecourt, Lanza. Boy, he is a sharpshooter. Down on the baseline to Battaglia, drives and scores. And the Bulldogs take their first lead of the night. Steve Battaglia with his first two. It's 31-29, Olmsted Falls.
Yeah, that was quite a sequence. So Old Falls, after trailing by 10 in the first quarter, had come all the way back. There they have a two-point lead, and we would end up being tied at the half. 33-33, the Bulldogs and the Rangers at the intermission. Now, an interesting thing for North Ridgeville in that first half was that Keen Cockburn and Drew McGee both picked up two fouls. So they sat out quite a bit of that second quarter of play. Bill Nagel, you heard him referenced there, the former North Ridgeville head coach. He didn't want to risk either Cockburn or McGee picking up that third foul in the first half. So they spent a lot of time on the bench. Olmsted Falls takes advantage, and we're tied at the intermission. So here comes quarter number three, and North Ridgeville would dominate that third quarter of play, outscoring Olmsted Falls 20-11 in that third period. And it got going early on in the third. McGee, now with some fresh legs after sitting a lot in that second quarter, with a bucket for the Rangers, although Battaglia would respond for the Bulldogs.
Keen Cockburn lob on the right side to Rogerson. Rogerson bouncing to McGee, turns and banks it in. Drew McGee with 15. 37-33, the Rangers by four. Into the forecourt, Colin Barth for Olmsted Falls, out front to Kimmy. Kimmy lob right wing to Barth. Colin, only a sophomore. Well, he's a good-looking young player. Gave it off to Kimmy. Kimmy will now bring it back out front. 6.5 minutes to go in the third. Rangers by four. Baseline, Battaglia against McGee, drives and scores. McGee did the smart thing right there. He just let him get the hoop.
Yeah, he didn't want to pick up that third personal foul early in the third quarter. So Battaglia with the bucket for Olmsted Falls. But a little bit later on in that third quarter of play, McGee would ignite the crowd with a slam dunk.
Cockburn in the right corner to Zilikowski. Running the lane to McGee. Hammered it home at the right hand. Drew McGee with 17. 41-35, Rangers by six.
So a little bit of breathing room for North Ridgeville. And then a little bit later on in that third quarter, once again, Drew McGee, although this time he took it right to the hole and laid it in on a nice drive.
Cockburn in the backcourt. Keen on the left-hand dribble. Cockburn crosses the timeline. Keen Cockburn works to the right wing. Dumps it down low to McGee. Heads to the hoop. Bang shot. Good. Drew McGee with 19. Olmsted Falls has nobody to match up with Drew McGee.
They don't, and the Rangers are taking it inside.
30-second timeout, Bulldogs. The Rangers by eight.
Yeah, Drew McGee back in the game, and as I was talking with Gary Pelter doing the color commentary right there, Olmsted Falls just didn't have anybody to match up with Drew McGee, the big 6'11 senior for North Ridgeville. Well, the one way you can beat a squad that has a really big guy is to beat them down the floor. So perhaps that's what Pat Donahue talked about during that timeout, because in that third quarter of play, 6'1 junior Spencer Hawkins for Olmsted Falls would take it to the basket and score.
46-40, Rangers by six. Cockburn, left of the lane, pulls up, shoots, an air ball. Rebound, Lanza, may have been partially deflected. Lanza, ahead to a streaking Hawkins, who laid it up and in. What a pass by Lanza, and Hawkins with his first field goal has 3 points. 46-42.
Yeah, if you can beat the big guy down the floor, there's not an opportunity for a block shot. So that's what Olmsted Falls did right there. But North Ridgeville, as I said, with that huge third quarter, McGee with 10 points in the period. He had 10 of North Ridgeville's 20, and the Rangers had a 53-44 lead as we went to the fourth quarter of play. So North Ridgeville with the 9-point advantage. And as we got into the fourth quarter of play, the lead would stay at 9 on this McGee bucket.
In the backcourt, McNamara double team, got it to Rigsby. 3-on-1, Rigsby in the middle. Rigsby bounced to McGee. He laid it up and in. Drew McGee with 27. And it's 59-50.
Yep, North Ridgeville with a little bit of breathing room. But as I mentioned earlier, Olmsted Falls, they're not going to go away. And 5'10 sophomore Colin Barth, boy, he was a terrific ball player. And he hit a three ball to get the Bulldogs a little bit closer.
Hawkins on the right wing. Hawkins out front to Colin Barth. Barth against Rogerson, a three. He hit it! Big shot, Colin Barth. He's got 13, and here come the Bulldogs. They're within 6, 2.5 minutes to go.
And they were making their move, although a little bit later on, it would be Rigsby that hit some big free throws for North Ridgeville, but Scott Kimmy would answer for Olmsted Falls as he knocked in a three ball.
And Rigsby heads to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 with exactly 30 seconds to go. First one up and in. Jacob Rigsby with ice in the veins. Nothing but net. Makes it a 64-59 ball game. Line right. Rigsby good on the second. 65-59. Rigsby with 16. Into the forecourt come the Bulldogs. Barth with 28 on the clock. Barth out front to Kimmy. A long three. He hit it! Oh, my! Scott Kimmy from about 28 feet right in front of the Bulldogs bench hits the three. Wow, what a shot by Kimmy with 22 seconds left. And Olmsted Falls takes their final timeout.
So Kimmy with the three ball gets the Bulldogs to within 3. And, of course, at that point they have to foul. And a very interesting sequence would follow that as North Ridgeville heads to the free throw line.
And now they break. McNamara will run the baseline. Throws it into Cockburn. Cockburn in the backcourt. Got it to Rigsby. Rigsby still in the backcourt. Double team looking for help. Bounces it back to McNamara, and he got fouled. Gary, they were very close to the 10-second violation.
Yeah, they were. There was 22 seconds when they inbounded it. It's down to 14.8 right now.
Boy, North Ridgeville may have just gotten a huge break. They were 2 seconds away from the 10-second call. And here's McNamara at the line to shoot 1-1 with 14 seconds left. Good on the first. Now, that makes it a 2-possession ball game, and Olmsted Falls cannot stop the clock. McNamara, one more coming. Good on the second. 67-62. 14 seconds to go. Now, if Olmsted Falls scores before 5 seconds, the Rangers will have to get it in. If they score after 5, the Rangers can hold on to the ball. Left wing Barth, a 3, around the rim and out. Rebound Hawkins, put it back up and in with 6 to go. Spencer Hawkins with 5, and the Rangers are going to take timeout.
Okay, so that's the key point that I mentioned there. So Olmsted Falls scores with 6 on the clock. That means North Ridgeville does have to get the ball in, and unbelievably, they were not able to do so. There was an ill-advised inbounds pass by the Rangers, 6/10 of a second left, and so what happens is Olmsted Falls has a final shot to send this game to overtime.
Rogerson will get the ball in the backcourt. And again, I think all he's going to do is just loft it down the floor. Heaves it, ball stolen by Hawkins, half-court shot. Oh, he almost hit it, and it would have counted. He almost hit the half-court shot, and it would have counted to send this game to overtime. But instead,
It's North Ridgeville heading to the district championship. The Rangers will move to the district final on Saturday to play either Amherst or Southview as the Rangers hang on for a three-point win, 67-64.
Yeah, it was a great game, and obviously North Ridgeville was in uncharted waters at this point. They had never been to a district final or won a district championship, and so this victory, their 19th of the year against four defeats, would send them to that district final. Olmsted Falls would bow out with a record of 13-9, and in that district championship game, Bruce, it would be North Ridgeville taking on Amherst, the number 9 seed. I mentioned that the top of the archive. Amherst suddenly got hot during this tournament, and in that other district semifinal, they upset the number 7 seed Southview 63-58. That set up Amherst and North Ridgeville in the district championship game. North Ridgeville won it 57-48 to get their 20th win of the year. First ever district championship for North Ridgeville. So they would go on to the Sweet 16, and actually in that Sweet 16, they beat Menor 50-43. So this 2009 North Ridgeville team would end up going to the Elite Eight before they would fall in that Elite Eight ball game. But yeah, this was a great run by North Ridgeville. Again, their great player, Drew McGee, ended up being Mr. Basketball. He had a 27-point effort against Olmsted Falls. Jacob Rigsby with 16. Keen Cockburn with a dozen. Those two big free throws by Ryan McNamara at the end, those were his only 2 points in the ball game. Barreau Falls, Scott Kimmy had 21. Colin Barth, that sophomore, had 13, and Steve Battaglia had a dozen. So the 2009 district tournament over at Midview, it was a fun one. All those lower-seeded teams battling for that district title. North Ridgeville on the run. It was Amherst that had the incredible hot streak come tournament time. That's what makes it a lot of fun.
The only highlight I didn't put on there is when you gave a shout-out to Ian McLinn, who you said he was enjoying the game as much as you were, because he enjoyed North Ridgeville sports. Along with a good, faithful listener for WEOL. So,
boy, no bigger North Ridgeville fan and WEOL listener than Ian McLinn. You've got that right, Bruce.
And, of course, from this article, North Ridgeville, the last time they had won 19 games, it was in 1948. So they were breaking new ground at that point as well. But it was great looking back to this archive. March 11th, 2009, North Ridgeville over Olmsted Falls, 67-64. And again, it is the Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.